Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. And thank you for joining us on this Monday. Thank you for joining us every Monday and being our guest here and tuning in. We do our best to try to make sure that we have good guests that have good conversation. We have joining us on the phone line, we have Bill Phelan, former Quincy mayor and now a mayoral candidate. Welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thanks so much, Kevin. It's good to be here.
Yeah, just so you know, I have a co-host. Joe Rossi is my co-host, so he'll be joining in on the conversation.
Super.
I got to ask you, first and foremost, you just got a couple of weeks left. How are you feeling about this race? What are you hearing from people?
I'm just feeling great about it, to be honest with you. The headquarters is a buzz. People are coming in asking for sign locations, T-shirts and bumper stickers, and there's just a real positive feeling out there. It's really reminiscent of the time when I originally ran for mayor back in 2001, actually.
Do you find it interesting looking at the numbers between yourself and the other two challengers? It seemed as though combined, your percentages were maybe a little bit greater than Mayor Koch's. Does that give you any kind of hope that you could be able to secure those remaining votes and be successful, or what?
Well, I was humbled to get the support of Doug Guttrow, longtime city councilor, and Ann Mahoney, longtime school committee member, both of whom, as you know, were in the preliminary election. I came out on top, not by much, two strong candidates, but the very next day we met. They both agreed to join my campaign and support my efforts to change in Quincy, and I was really humbled by their ability to set aside their loss and for the good of the city move forward together.
I have to ask, you were previously the mayor. What made you get involved with this race? Why are you looking to be the mayor, Quincy mayor, for a second time?
Well, it's because of the city. It's the city I grew up in. I raised my family in, and I hopefully want someday to have the type of city that my kids want to raise their family in. And I see what's going on in the city, and I believe I can help. You know, I know what it's like to be the mayor, and it's a job that you have an opportunity to help people every single day you're in office. And I think I did a good job while I was there.
You know, one of the issues I was intimately involved in the city of Quincy was and probably one of the biggest issues in this election cycle was the FEMA flood map issue for the city. I actually was contacted by a campaign to give information on how the city could have handled it differently. And I've been up to the city to try to help the residents there understand the changes as an expert in flood insurance. How would you approach the issue differently, not just in the mapping issue, but in the outreach issue? I know there's been some issues, too, about how the city has communicated with the residents as well through this process.
Yeah, I mean, it was disheartening to see what happened in Quincy, honestly and truly. I mean, people are struggling. You know the hardships that insurance is causing on people. The mayor did not appeal the flood maps when he should have, but even more so, the city councilor, I mean, Doug Guttrow is a city councilor in Quincy. He works for the EPA, very familiar with the whole issue, and wasn't even told of the time for the appeal. The mayor didn't share the information with either the public or the city council until it was too late, and the appeal period had lapsed. Unfortunately, had they appealed, at least the residents who were added to the floodplain could have saved a year's worth of premiums at minimum, and possibly more. So it wasn't just the lack of appealing the flood maps. It was the lack of communication as well that really, was a mistake on the mayor's part.
Again, we're speaking with a former Quincy mayor and a mayoral candidate, Bill Phelan, who is our guest during this segment. What are you hearing? What are you hearing from the residents? What are they telling you are some of the top issues that they feel that needs some kind of attention and needs a resolution?
Well, you know, taxes are always an issue. People struggle to pay their tax bills. Seniors on fixed incomes, families struggling to make ends meet, work hard to pay their taxes. And I think what the residents of Quincy, at least, are seeing are the tax bills going up and up, and some spending, which is, you know, I've characterized as, you know, excessive. I mean, we have a half an acre park that's being proposed in front of City Hall, a half an acre that the mayor is proposing to spend $38 million on. That is excessive spending. We have a City Hall project that was originally designed for $7 million that's ballooned into $15 million. Why? You know, I don't know. I mean, it was a beautiful, historic City Hall that has been gutted from the dirt floor in the basement to the rafters to the granite wall. And, you know, is that a priority? I think the residents are starting to question some of this type of behavior on the mayor's part that just doesn't seem to be in line with the priorities of a city that, you know, should be putting more money into education, should be putting more money into the neighborhoods, and should be trying to hold the line on taxes where they can. When I was mayor, for example, we had the lowest tax increases of any city in the state, with two exceptions, Cambridge and Pittsfield, for my 6 years in office. We actually lowered taxes twice. This mayor, in 1 year, increased taxes twice as much as I had in my 6 years combined. That's significant. There's a, you know, that's a significant difference between the two of us.
Do you think that have you use some of the positives from your previous time as mayor in talking to people about kind of what the city could potentially experience if you were mayor once again?
Yeah, I mean, I love knocking doors and talking to folks at their homes. It's the best part of campaigning, easy, hands down, because, you know, and I go by myself for the most part, maybe one other friend with me. So people are relaxed when they're at their own homes, and they open up to you. One of the agenda items, should I be able to get into office, is obviously the downtown redevelopment, which has stalled for the last 8 years under this administration. When I was mayor, we were able to, you know, first time in 30 years, rezone the entire downtown. We had hired Goody Clancy, which is a well-known urban design firm, to hold public charrettes at the library, with hundreds of residents coming out, creating a vision for our downtown that the people would want. We rezoned it, allowed for streamlined permitting and more dense mixed-use development, which developers would be excited to participate in. We were able to create a district improvement finance zone that allowed us to leverage future tax dollars for current infrastructure improvements in the downtown. And with that, we were able to design, take all the properties and begin construction on the Quincy Center Concourse, which is now the Walter Hannon Parkway, which was a critical piece of infrastructure for the downtown that had been in the works for some 40 years. So the table is really set for good things to happen down there, and there are developers that are anxious to get involved. Unfortunately, this mayor spent many, many years chasing what, you know, ultimately ended up being a pipe dream.
And as far as you mean a pipe dream, are we talking about like grant opportunities or just a vision of...
No, he entered into an agreement with a firm called Streetworks that didn't have the financial capability to follow through with what they were proposing.
Okay.
The proper questions weren't asked. The numbers weren't crunched to make the determination that what they were proposing was not realistic, and as a result ended up spending money, losing time, and really stalling what would otherwise have been great progress in our downtown the last 8 years.
Do you have a plan of action if you are elected? What would you do?
It's the same plan I was following before I left office, and you know, you have to have a public process first and foremost, and we have two primary assets in the downtown: the Ross Garage, which is behind Hancock Street, in between Hancock and the train station, and then the Hancock parking lot, which is across from the courthouse, which is a very valuable piece of property that we can leverage as a city to encourage the type of development that we want, you know, including retail, including residential. But, you know, we should be having a public process, putting out requests for proposals, seeing what developers are willing to do, and making sure that their vision meets with the vision that was originally planned for the downtown.
If I could ask, I mean, is there a city planner on staff? Does Quincy have a city planner? Is there a long-term plan?
No, currently, actually, they don't. The ironic thing is the city planner was placed on leave because he had requested Family Medical Leave Act and wanted to reduce his hours. So they, the mayor's administration replaced him with a chief of staff that has no planning experience whatsoever. And it's currently kind of up in the air, but the council is the only entity that has the ability to remove the city planner from office. And there's currently a dispute amongst the city council and the mayor's office as to who actually is the city planner right now and how to move forward with that.
I would think that would be probably step one is at least having a suitable planner and drawing out a long-term plan that you can at least enact, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the plan exists. It's a matter of following the plan. There are very specific design guidelines in zoning that has already been passed. It was passed while I was mayor. But certainly you need a planner to follow through with all the details that come with new development. I mean, the hole in the ground that had been there for years, at least 2 years, was there because the proper questions weren't asked of the developer. A financial plan for that development was never presented in accordance with even the silly agreement that the city entered into. The planner, city planner, was asking the right questions but was removed from the discussions because the mayor's administration felt that he was an impediment to the process.
I guess
turns out they probably should have listened to him.
Right. I guess probably the one that I wanted to ask, is there a debate planned between yourself and the mayor? Has there been anything?
We actually had a debate planned for tomorrow. The mayor had a conflict in his schedule. Something else came up, so he could not do it. We're trying to force the issue and get a debate for Friday. We've had various candidates nights along the way, so we're hopeful that we can have a real, you know, a televised debate. I know your radio station participated in one of the debates in the past when we were had a mayor's election here. I welcome you to call Quincy Access Television and see if you can get in on the action. It might be fun for your viewers to listen to as well.
Mm. Other than the downtown area, what are some of the other issues that you feel that you and the mayor clash on that you want to do something differently on? Is education?
It really comes down to, I believe, having a healthy respect for whose money it is that you're spending. When you see somebody spending, you know, silly money like $2,800 for commemorative pens when that agreement for the downtown was entered into. This is money that people worked hard for, and to spend it on such items doesn't seem to make sense. So I think the real basic difference between the mayor and I, plenty of them, but the primary one that I see is that I believe the people's money is sacred, that you spend it properly, that you watch every penny, and that that you have a healthy respect for whose money it is you're entrusted with. I think the neighborhood schools have to be preserved. I, you know, if you go back and you look at some budgets of the past, the city was spending approximately 31% of the overall budget was going to education when I began. When I left, it had jumped to about 41. Well, it's back down to about 32% currently. I averaged approximately, you know, between 4.5% and 5% a year increase in the school budget. I built my budget around the school budget, in fact. This mayor has increased the school budget on average about 2.5%. That's a significant difference. Your budget is your priority. And my philosophy was always the strongest school system makes the strongest city. And I still believe that. So I would work to that end as well.
Well, I mean, that's one of those crucial amenities that if somebody wants to move to Quincy, that they look at. They look at the school system. They want to make sure that if they move there, that, you know, if people understand that taxes will go up, they want to make sure that if they go up in a conservative manner, not so much incrementally, just as the wind blows.
Right.
You know?
No, that, absolutely. No question about it.
Well,
they want to know that their money is being spent wisely. I mean, my dad and mom had eight kids, and, you know, we weren't connected or anything growing up. And I remember him saying, Willie, I never complain about taxes. I get my money's worth. But the fact is you also expect that those elected officials that you entrust with the money are doing right by the people. And I think some of the spending that has been going on is questionable at best.
Well, Bill, we want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule and while you're out there campaigning to come here on Monday Night Talk. If folks want to find out, if they haven't, they should know by now. But you know what? There are folks who are out there who are busy and sometimes don't get into the politics of things. Is there a website that folks can kind of get an idea as to what you're running on and how they can find out more?
Sure. It's www.phelanformayor.org. There are also links to the, you know, our Facebook page and whatnot, but that's the starting point.
Well, we hope if you are successful, hopefully we can have you on a regular basis to join us and talk about some of the things that are going on in Quincy on a regular basis.
Well, that'd be nice. I'd enjoy that. I'm just going to be working for the next 3 weeks trying to make that a reality.
All right. And if it's kind of a caveat, maybe I'll make sure that, like, Arthur Boyle is in studio, so at least we can have a little bit of humor in with our conversation.
Okay, that's good. That sounds really good.
We want to wish you the best of luck, and we definitely will have a I'm sure we're going to have a conversation somewhere down the road.
Great. Thanks so much for hosting tonight.
You got it, my friend.
I know.
There he is, Bill Phelan, the former Quincy mayor and mayoral candidate, joining us here on Monday Night Talk. We're just going to kind of ease off to the side for a moment, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.